Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another soul winning tip. And in this video, I want to talk to you about the importance of explaining the basics, explaining the fundamentals when we're out soul winning. When I'm talking about explaining the basics, I'm not saying that you give them a lecture from Genesis to Revelation, and they have to have a perfect understanding of every single thing, and you got to start with the creation of the world. No, what I'm saying, though, is the basics when it comes to things that are directly attached to salvation and things people need to believe. And see, point number one is this: when we're talking about explaining the basics, do not take for granted that they already understand or know the points that you're going to go through. You know, in our modern day today, it's very common for people to have very little understanding of the Bible. You might mention a Bible character and they have no idea who it actually is. And you know, things that you take for granted sometimes, you start realizing when you're soul winning, a lot of people do not understand these things. And so one mistake people do is they just kind of assume that people already know these things, and they might try to rush through parts of the gospel and not actually spend the appropriate time. Some of the things that people might already believe and might already understand, but they might not, are things such as Jesus being God. Of course, there are many cults here today that would tell you Jesus is not God. Many people already believe and understand that Jesus is God, and so you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of time on it. But what you want to do is find out, do they believe that? Because if they do not believe that, you have to actually spend time on it. Now, that's a very basic thing, but it is something that you would have to spend time if they do not understand. If they already believe it, you can kind of quickly go through it. For me personally, living in the Philippines, a Catholic country, 90%+ of people already believe Jesus is God, and even members of cults are not aware yet that their new religion teaches different than the Catholic Church, and they're not even aware that they're not supposed to believe Jesus is God. So even some of the cults we learn already have this idea that Jesus is God. Another thing is the Trinity. Now, I personally do not think you need to give a 10-minute lecture while you're out soul winning about the Trinity. I don't think people need to have a perfect understanding of it. But what the Bible teaches is that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So I will kind of briefly ask people about it when I'm preaching the gospel. And what I found is the vast majority of people here in the Philippines already believe in the Trinity. Now, it doesn't mean that they have a deep understanding of every single question and every single verse, but you know, I'll ask them if they believe Jesus is God, and I'll ask them if they believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, that God the Father sent God the Son to die and pay for our sins, and most of the time they already believe that. And of course, the verses on salvation talk about things like that. I use John 3:16 in every gospel presentation, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." The God there is referring to God the Father because it talks about giving his only begotten Son. And so when I'm going through the gospel presentation, I'll briefly mention it. Anyway, usually they already have it. And so I don't need to spend extra time. However, you do not want to take for granted that they already believe that, because it's possible that they don't. Things like Jesus bodily resurrecting. You know, you want to explain the fact that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and he rose again, and make sure they understand it's not just a spiritual resurrection, as the Jehovah's Witnesses say, but that Jesus Christ literally, bodily, rose again. And so those are things that you want to say. And, you know, there are a lot of just basics that you might think people take for granted. I don't want to go through every single one, but basically anything that's attached to salvation, you need to make sure that somebody actually understands that. If they already understand and believe it, you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. But if they do not, you need to make sure that you have a Bible verse to show that to them and actually explain these basic things, and don't just assume they already know a lot of this stuff. Because in our modern day, in 2021, there are many people that do not know just the basic fundamentals of the Christian faith. The other thing I want to talk about when it comes to explaining the basics, not only should you not take for granted that people already believe and understand these things, but you need to make sure as you're going through the gospel that you're actually explaining the points and explaining the verses. Now, that might seem kind of redundant, like, what are you trying to say, Brother Stuckey? But one thing I've noticed with people that go soul winning is they'll quote verses, they'll show verses, but they don't really explain those verses. They'll just show a verse like, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." And they don't really even explain those verses. They'll just say, "Hey, there's none righteous," and then they go to the next thing. And I'm not saying you need to spend 5 minutes, but you want to just quickly give an explanation of what that's saying. And it's the same thing with the verses on, you know, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The gift of God is eternal life. What I find is oftentimes people, they'll go through these verses but give very, very shallow explanations and very, very short explanations of those verses. And you know what? Sometimes I'm the silent partner and I'm noticing that the person is not getting what they're saying because it hasn't been explained. And the soul winner really should be spending more time. And the Bible actually speaks about this because in Nehemiah 8, verse 8, it says, so they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So not only did they read from the book of the law, they actually caused people to understand it. They actually explained it. And many things in life are not very complicated. They're actually very simple, but they still require just a 5-minute brief tutorial, a 5-minute explanation, just a few short minutes to explain how to do something, and then boom, you've permanently got it down. Even just very, very simple, basic things around the house, you know, there might be something like, you know, how do I open this container? And you feel like an idiot afterwards when someone shows you, but you just weren't really sure how to do it. And you know, it's the same thing when we're preaching the gospel. You know, what we're explaining is actually very simple because it's a gift. It's already been paid for by Jesus. But if people are not saved, they don't understand these things. And so no, it is not complicated, but don't take for granted they already understand these things because they are unsaved for a reason. They obviously do not understand all of it, right? And the other thing is this, make sure to explain the points. Yes, a gift is very, very simple, but people have been brainwashed for 25 years that you have to live a good life to get to heaven. So you have to actually explain what a gift is. And yes, it's something a 5-year-old can understand, but the gospel is meant to be simple. And even a young person could explain the gospel and get people saved if they're saved. What we're explaining is not complicated to people. However, people do not always understand all of these things. And even some very basic things and basic verses, they need to be explained to the person so they can actually understand it. And if you do not do that, what you're going to find is you're going to get to the end of your gospel presentation and many people will be confused and miss questions. People will not want to pray. And, you know, some people are going to pray with you. A lot are going to pray with you that actually don't believe or understand the gospel. They're just kind of going through the motions because it just wasn't explained to them. So just remember to explain the basics when you're out soul winning. Thank you and God bless.